Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Well, there you have it, folks. We finally know who the father is. We see Marin's end of the story, and Julian finally sees Niagara Falls. Yay! But is that really the end for Harry and Julian? And Vera, honey, burn it down, burn it down. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
The perfect song.
Yeah, it's our closing time.
Yes. Hi, everyone. It is closing time. Closing time to a really awesome season, to The Center. You are with AfterBuzz TV at the after show of The Center. We're talking the finale.
No.
Part 8, episode 8. Before we get started, because we have a full cat, we have a full crew tonight. It's just like via Skype. So let me introduce my lovely co-host.
Hey guys, Zia here. I am sick, but I could not miss the finale. So here I am.
Determined.
Hey guys. Yes. Alice here. I'm in Oklahoma. So I'm actually tuning in via Skype tonight because I didn't want to miss this last episode either.
Yay! We have a whole crew. Overall, thoughts before we dive into our topics. What'd you think, Thea?
So I loved the way that they very neatly tied this episode up with a little bow, and there was something of a happy ending. So for me, I love that because I need that closure, especially after a season that was as intense as this one. I'm so happy that it ended this way.
Yeah. I thought of you because I was like, yep, Thea got her answers. What about you, Alice?
Yeah, there were still some loose ends, I feel like Glenn, and I mean, there's a lot of things that there, I think we had to be like, oh, okay, well, I guess that's probably what happened to that person, like the beacon. But yeah, it was definitely something that I didn't expect. You know, I did not expect Heather's dad to have been in that role. So there are definitely some things that surprised me, but yeah, a great season, just like the first one. I loved it.
Yeah, ditto on it all. Same. I thought of Glenn, too. I thought of Beacon. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe they were just decoys to make us think something and it not really be it, kind of steer us down the wrong line. But, yeah, we'll talk about all of that. Of course, we have to talk about Jack being the father, which is, like, I think the biggest piece of this whole thing. We'll talk about Vera's plan to take Julian, Heather's reaction, Marin's real story, and I'm going to give a shout out to some pretty awesome extended panelists, our viewers, because some people called it with this whole Jack and Julian thing. So I'm going to give a shout out to you guys a little bit later, but let's talk about Heather's reaction to Marin's real death, you know, her being shot. To me, I thought that was really strange, the whole hands in the blood thing. Was that a surprising reaction? What'd you guys think?
That's definitely not what I was expecting, for her to go put her hands in her friend's blood. Mm-hmm. I was expecting maybe more tears. I don't know if she was just in shock and she couldn't process it. And so that was just her brain's way of touching it, being like, is this real? Is this... this is actually here. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of a weird thing to think about, too, for her. I mean, obviously, she didn't actually do it. She was just kind of like daydreaming, I guess, of... but yeah, like a weird... of all the things you would do, why would you stick your hands in the blood? I mean, maybe was that her way of like thinking she was responsible for her death or something? Some sort of metaphor for that, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. Bexmon in live chat, hi, said that exact same thing. Maybe it was symbolic because she felt responsible. But to me, I kind of thought that too, but everyone probably knows by now, I make the most like ridiculous twist sometimes. But to me, I was thinking that, you know, how the sessions are where they reenact something that's happened to them. Mm. So I was thinking, I was like, crap, is Heather the one that shot her and not realized it? Because I thought that she was reenacting something that had happened to her. And so, but obviously that didn't.
That would have been crazy.
That was
though.
Just another twist, but yeah. But yeah, I thought that had a very interesting twist to it all. But again, I think you guys got it right, Alice and Bex, that she may have just been felt responsible for her death. Brick with the come up though, another win from Brick. He had the clue about the money.
Yeah,
that led to Jack. So.
We were all very wrong about him.
I know.
That's true.
We were all ready to throw Brick in the moss lid purple lake.
Like, he did seem really sketchy. I don't know. Maybe they did that on purpose to make us think that way.
Right? But let's talk about that part. The money laundering.
Yes.
So we find that, obviously, Chief Liddell, we kind of somewhat had a feeling that he had something to do with it. He maybe ends up being a good guy.
It seems like it. It seems like him checking to be sure before he told anyone was his way of not persecuting someone that doesn't necessarily deserve to be persecuted.
Or is his friend,
and he felt too bad doing it. Or he was just going to sit on it, and once he found out that he was caught, he's like, well, I have to say something now. I can't deny it at this point.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think he was totally going to cover it up.
You did?
Yeah, until Harry was like, hey, I found this. And he's like, oh, you went through my desk.
Right. So we're going to turn this around.
But yeah, I think that he was going to protect his friend, you know, to the end if Harry hadn't found out.
Yeah. Well, we find out that Jack has been sending money $1,000 every 2 weeks to Mosslid from a fake business, kind of like child support, like paying Vera off to take care of Julian. And we find out he drops the bombshell of the entire episode. Jack is Julian's father. Had me completely off track. I mean, I knew that Dad had something to do with it, but I wasn't exactly sure.
I thought he was going to be more intertwined with Mosswood. I wasn't expecting that he practically raped Marin. That's not where I saw that going. So good job, show, for springing that one on us.
Yeah. But Marin clearly said that Beacon was the father.
She said it's definitely him. His. I know it, but we don't know. She might have told Vera before what had happened, because Vera obviously knows about it. And so she was saying it's definitely his, referring to the time that Jack did that.
Do you think, do you ladies think that Marin felt victimized, but do you think that she felt like she was raped and that's what caused her to run away? Because to me, that kind of... Like you said, it danced a little too close to that edge for me.
Yeah, it was a little bit on the line. At first, you almost think she's going with it because she says, really, in like a joking sort of way. But once he gets on top of her, you can tell that she's clearly very uncomfortable. Yes. And she's like, I think I should go. And he forces a kiss on her and she's trying to look away.
And
like
she said, Jack, you know, like, stop.
Yeah.
But yeah, do you think that that's kind of the guilt that Jack held over his shoulder? Because that's when she ran away.
Yeah.
I mean.
And the entire time Heather was sitting there thinking that it was her. And maybe she played a small part into it, but not as big as she thought now, coming to find out that it's actually her father's fault.
Yeah.
Well, right. And I think that he encouraged her to be at Mosswood and stay there. And he knew the entire time she was there, much to Heather's wondering of, you know, where she was some of the time. I think he probably knew the entire time where she was.
Yeah. Oh, of course. And I mean, that's just a way of him pretty much forgetting about his mistake. Like, oh, that was that one night stand that I'm skating from. Oh, yep. Beacon, here you go, buddy. Oh, got a son. Do you guys think that he was, Jillian's intentions of being, like, pawned as a goat, a kind of a, you know, sacrifice was the intention? Now that we kind of have seen the whole season?
That I still don't know about. Because the Beacon, what did he really want to raise a child for that they were all going to love when he was so adamantly against children being at the commune to begin with? Mm-hmm. So I'm still wondering about that. Unless he just wanted to have a kid there. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that he also probably did the same thing with Marin, and it just wasn't, you know, shown. Because it's kind of implied that they had a relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And so I think maybe he thought that it was his child, too, on some level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, Elizabeth in the chat said Jack's company was named Daedalus Shipping, as in Greek myth of Daedalus and his son Icarus. I don't know a lot about that, but I'm definitely going to look it up. But she made a really interesting connection there. So that's kind of interesting. So thank you for that comment. But Amanda Stone agrees with you, Alice. It's he definitely wanted to keep them. She said that they he definitely wanted to keep them apart so she wouldn't find out. So that's you know, Heather and Maren's situation. I do want to ask everyone on the panel, everyone in the live chat, do you think Jillian will be told about his dad, his real dad? And do you think that there's a relationship that might build from that? So think on that, sit on that one. We'll save that for predictions and for connections. But I wanted to ask that, see what you guys think. But before we move on into our next topic, you guys are joining us live, and we greatly appreciate it. We love you guys, our extended panel. Bazia has a little favor to ask of your presence here today.
Yes, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. Sorry. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. And those who are listening on iTunes, too, thank you. Thank you so much. Drop a review. Give us 5 stars. Let us know we're doing a good job, and let us know that, you know, what you want to talk about. And you'll find some other cool shows that we'll talk about there, too. But let's dive into the next topic. So we get a cherry on top, which I was really hoping they didn't leave this as a loose end. But we finally hear Harry's tape, but they do leave the loose end as to what happened to him while he was, right, you know, in whatever state of mind that he was in. Mm-hmm. So I was looking forward to that. I will say I was a little down in that point, but I was really interested to hear his tape. Yes. What did you guys think?
I loved it. I love that they gave us that. And I like that there was a point where he almost got Vera in her session to him. Yes. Although, I have to say, she did expertly turn it around and put it right back on him. Like, she had been through that before. Mm-hmm. So, she was good at what she did.
Yeah.
The ending now, where she's... I still don't know if that ended in something, or if she... Maybe she just choked him out. And that's why he doesn't remember what happened, but he would still have to wake up. I still don't know why he didn't remember, unless she actually had him in some sort of a trance. Mm-hmm. It did kind of seem that way.
Yeah.
I wonder, honestly, if she gave him some gypsum tea, like just a little bit that makes you hallucinate, you know?
Oh, she did say that in this episode.
Yeah.
I don't remember if they had tea, but thinking back.
It's definitely worth a rewatch, this whole entire episode.
Yes.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's a really good point.
But yeah, because like, that was great that we got to see like a little bit more of that, but still, yeah, like, well, still, how'd you get to the hotel and why don't you remember putting your stuff in your car? So there's something missing still.
Yeah. And what I found really weird was he made this connection between season 1, 2, like he has this thing of wanting women to hurt him or whatever the case may be, some dominatrix type thing. And when she kept asking him, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And he said, oblivion. Well, that is the state of being unaware or unconscious or being extinct or like in some form or fashion, pretending not to be here. So I couldn't quite make a connection between that and his mom. What did anything like come to you, ladies?
I'm sort of guessing that the pain is a distraction from the reality that he lives. And obviously he's aroused by it. So maybe that's a whole other thing. I'm not sure. But it's definitely possible that he's constantly trying to escape his childhood and escape his past. Because when you go through something like that, I feel like it never really leaves you. You always take it on with you as an adult. And it causes a lot of issues later in life that you never know are going to happen. You're like, oh, what's this from? Oh, that. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's just trying to constantly escape that. And he just wants to not feel it anymore.
Yeah.
Rewinded and rewatched this part like 3 times, I think, because I was like, wait, what is he saying? And then I was like, he said oblivion. And then I was like, wait, well, what the heck does that mean? So I kept rewatching it and I was like, same. I was like, I don't really know how that connects with his childhood trauma or how that connects with wanting to have like pain inflicted upon you to. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense. The pain helps you escape maybe into another form of reality.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't really get it either.
Yeah. So. I think you both hit it the nail on the head. I think I didn't really think of it that way, but that wanting to escape, or it's almost like it's a pinch, like pinch me, I'm awake or I'm asleep. Like it's almost like a click back into reality to feel the pain. And, you know, some suicide survivors, like, they say that, you know, I'm personally a suicide survivor. I know I haven't shared that story before, but yeah, it's almost like you want your outside to match the inside. Like, you look at a book and you think, oh, she's so pretty, she has it going on, but it's almost like that cry for help, maybe. So I didn't really think about that until just now. So I think you ladies are, like, really onto something. That's a really good point. And I will say, we'll stand corrected. JC and, Amanda Stone said, yes, she definitely served him tea because she said, don't worry, it's not Jimson or however you say it. So yeah, maybe she gave him just a little bit. because they did make the effort to say, oh, a little bit will make you hallucinate, but too much will, you know, lead you to pass on.
Pass on. Which Julian seems to think is like, oh, you just start over in life.
You just start over. You're just moving.
Goodness. You know,
just across the country, you know, starting a new life.
She did not teach him about death appropriately.
I know, right?
Goodness.
I did think that her wanting to, like, run off to Washington to a whole nother forest. I wonder, it made me think, like, if there was another Mosswood up there or something, because she said something about the trees.
Yes, and their friends there will be safe,
right?
Friends,
Maybe that will connect to a season 3.
But I just have to make one note on that. She's like, they're in New York, she thinks they're gonna get to Washington State by bus and not get caught. At first, I was like, oh, Washington, D.C., like maybe you have a chance, but like really across the entire country.
I had to rewind it too because I was like, D.C., did she say D.C.? I was like, no, all right, we're just gonna tell it all the way to So Washington, same here.
Because Washington, D.C. definitely would not be far enough if she thinks they're going to escape there. But also, Washington's too far to escape to.
Yeah.
Ay, ay.
Let's jump there then. I mean, Julian made such a big kid, young man decision. He's the one that wanted to go back. And can we just talk about the emotion that Vera, both Vera and Julian, I mean, it to me, like, it gave me goosebumps. That's actually a part that I rewound just to see it again. And it felt so real. Like, you could feel her love for Julian through her non-words, yeah. non-verbals.
Absolutely. I had a lot of respect for her in this scene, actually, because of the way she took him wanting to go back. And she didn't take him against his wishes. She respected his wishes and what he wanted to do. And she said, okay, as much as it yeah. hurt her that she was going to possibly lose her son, you can tell she really, really loves him and just wants to do what's best for him. And it might have taken a while, but I feel like she finally, finally let go.
Yeah. It was strange to me because you think, oh, this Julian was not raised correctly and he's raised in this weird world. But it almost makes you think, okay, she did raise a little strange, a little, you know, not really used to the outside world kind of yeah. kid. But he has sense. He has common sense and he has book knowledge. And, you know, they show her teaching him about all of the plants. And, I mean, he's so intelligent and he's so mature. And so, I mean, she did a good job. Moms aren't perfect. You know, nobody's world's perfect. But, you know, I like Vera.
And I think the thing with Vera, too, is that I think she's done a lot of terrible things. And I think that she is really guilty about it. So I think deep down, she, like, wants to do the right thing always. Mm. So I think, because I was surprised, too. I was like, oh, wait, she's actually going to, like, take him back. That was surprising. But I think it's because, like, deep down, she really does want to, like, do what's best and do the, like, right thing and not, you know, be evil and, yeah. you know, like the beacon would have done.
Right. I think that's a good point.
I was going to say, I think she was really blinded by Mosswood and by a lot of those teachings. And I think that she believed them too much and didn't take the things that you can use and the things that make sense from it and pass it on to Julian, which is why Julian had a warped view of what right and wrong is. And not necessarily of what right and wrong is, but just of what actually happens.
Yeah.
Like, him thinking that totally. They would start over, that's where she messed up.
Yeah.
She told him things that weren't true.
Very much so. And, I mean, how weird is that to hear Vera say, oh, we're going to start over? And poor Julian's mind is probably like, golly, like, if you say this another different way,
oh, gosh,
like,
right?
are we going to die? Like, what's going on here?
He's like, the last time you told me that, Mom.
Right. It kind of went a little ugly. Anything else before, I guess, we go with the definite end of Vera and her ending hoorah to the to Mosla? But anything else of this episode that stand out to you, ladies, that you want to mention? Or those of you in the chat, too, drop anything that you want to talk about, anything that stood out that you're just like, what? Because, you know, it was a lot, and we got a couple minutes to talk about it. Anything else that you think of?
I'm trying to think. I'm so caught up in Jack being the father. Jack, did I say that's yeah, his name, Jack. Right? Okay. My sick brain.
There's a lot of father potentials in this whole show, so.
I was so caught up with that in this episode that was like all I could think about when I ended it. And when my drive over here, I was like, oh my gosh, Jack's the father. He raped Marin. How could he do that to Heather? Like my brain was just spinning on that. So I know we covered it.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of anything else.
I think we had a lot of like almost like fake Easter eggs in this season. Yes. You know, we're like every episode we were like, ooh, wait, there's the answer. And then it was like, that's not it. And I think there's even still some loose ends that I want answers to. The only other thing that was interesting to me is like that last shot with, you know, I think we're going to get into that, is like the rock, their totem, and it like still being there. Obviously it doesn't burn, so right. know, will Mosswood rise again?
I know, right? What kind of symbolism is that? I mean, she burns everything. She burns the tapes, she burns the barn, notebooks. Yeah. I mean, like, she's literally, and I think this is the thing, because if you guys remember a couple of episodes ago, I think it was in 6, people were burning their clothes, either 6 or 7. People were burning their clothes to kind of do away with Mosswood. And I think that's the way of doing away with Mosswood. But that totally surprised me. That's her life's work. So
I agree. And I think that's a testament, again, to how much she loves Julian.
Yeah.
That she's willing to or that she wants to give all of that up. And maybe she, and maybe all of that was a little bit of a wake up call for her that, hey, maybe I got in just a little too deep on this and maybe it's time for me to start over. And
it got crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. I do want to end on these loose ties. Before we get into our fan shout out, because you guys have been rocking all season with us and we greatly appreciate it. And I'm giving props to those who called out Jack, Me, and the Father and some other things. Like, yes, you guys rocked it like weeks ago and I love it. But before we end that, I just want to end on these loose ends. So to me, those that stood out was Terry. I want to know, was Terry really the father or was he just some random old guy with a ponytail to be a decoy? Alice, you already mentioned it. Glenn, someone in the chat, Amanda Stone says, I can't believe they didn't close up the Beacon story. Sandy, who's joining us live, thank you so much, said she was kind of disappointed that they didn't sum it up like they did the first season, but it was still good. Anything else? I mean, there were kind of some, do you think it was just to be decoys to make us think something?
Yeah, I think so. I think that the old man with the ponytail was literally just a Vera lackey that she was using to kind of do her lackey to do her bidding.
Right.
Right. Evil plans. But yeah, I think that he was just a Mosswood member and kind of did a lot of the grunt work for her. So he was out finding out about Marin and leading them away from, you know, Julian and Vera taking off. So I think personally that he was that. And with the Beacon, I kind of think that they really just meant for them, for you to know that he died.
Yeah, I think so too.
But maybe not. Maybe they left that a little bit ambiguous for us to think about in our sleep. So we're like, where's the season three?
Yeah, that'd be pretty dope. What about you, Alice?
Yeah, I mean, there's also like, you know, over, like all throughout the season, it was like, oh, all these other people disappeared from Mosswood. And, you know, there's like all the women that had like their uteruses removed. And I don't know. I just don't think even with burning down Mosswood that it ends there. And I don't know whether or not we'll see, you know, maybe in the next season, some other things still happening in this town. But you can't just like burn the place down and have all those people that were like ex-criminals and like, you know, doing that kind of stuff, just like go into thin air.
Mosswood runs deep. I mean, yeah, we learned for sure in like episode 2 and 3. I mean, you never know. Heck, she had someone in New York. I mean, that woman that they stayed with for a little while, even though she may have come out into reality a little bit and her morals changed to what the outside morals look like. But I mean, Mosswood has a lot of connections. So I think, Alice, you have something there that this story could literally, they planted so many seeds of people that this episode, this season could totally turn into a season 3 and they could totally use Mosswood as a connection all day. Heck, Beacon can come back from, he could have started his own Mosswood yet again.
Yeah.
And did whatever. So I don't know what we'll see, but I do want to take a second before we get into our Killer Kids segment to give a shout out to the fans. I want to take a couple of minutes because some of you rocked it. So, Croft 2009, Music Lover Sax Girl, Michelle Fitzgerald, Not That Danny Tanner, who subscribed. So, woo! Thank you. Also said that Harry was really Heather's, that Harry is really Heather's father. So close, but not there. But Ronnie B3, who said Marin was in the hood, was the first one to say Marin was the one who was hooded. Bexmon, Imagine 9870, Doraine Sailor, Christine Souza, Celeste, Danny Beauty, Tyler Shepherd, and Sarah Pontius, who agreed with me that I was not crazy when they saw blood on the rock. I appreciate that. They saw it too. Solji, Stephanie Snitley, Noja York, Carly, Kenny, Superbot, JBrat10, pointed out that Heather was in the video that Glenn was being recorded in, so that she may have seen herself. So It's in the details. Jay Sue, who's rocking in our live chat as well. Angelique Gonzalez, hopefully I said that right. Jackie W, Liz Peterson, Ingrid Skida, who also agreed with me that something was up with Daddy. Justin Reyna, Leah's Odyssey 123, V Free, Jaren Jackson, Lily C, David Pack, who said I sounded like Heather. You know, I don't
hear this. I'm trying to think about that.
Think about it. just a couple more. Patricia Shakura, Chatel, Lenora, who hopped on the Dead Bad bandwagon as well. But I want to give a major shout out to those who called Heather's dad, Jack, being Julian's dad. So shout out to Layla Berenija. Hopefully I'm saying that right, who actually said that she thought that Heather's dad raped Maren back like way episode 3 or 4.
Amazing.
Noted it. And
wow,
I'm like,
good job.
I'm like, what? Jeremy Butler, Flora Zab 1, who in episode 5 called it. Lynetta McAlpin said that Jack being the dad, but that he killed Maren. So really, really close. But
He kind of did.
Like, I believe it. I don't think that he intentionally shot her.
No, I don't think so either. And it matches up with what the coroner said, that it looked totally like an accident.
Yeah.
So that does make sense.
Right. But yeah, I want to thank you guys because you are our extended panel. I mean, you guys come with the best vibes. But to end on, I have a question for all of you. Besides the prediction question, we'll get there. But when Maren called someone and said, we're here, who do you think it was? Do you think it was Jack?
No, because she called to ask him about money.
Yeah.
I think that it was someone else. I think it was someone else that she was supposed to meet up with to go across the border to live a new life.
Okay.
Maybe the beacon. Maybe I'm wrong. See, you guys, I can't. I can't. I think I know that he's dead, and then I'm like, well, maybe he's not. This is what this show does to my head, you guys.
It does.
But maybe it's the beacon.
What do you think, Alice? Do you think it was
Jack? I don't know who it was. I don't think that it was Jack, though, either. I don't know who it would have been, though, unless it was, like, someone from the convent.
Just some random?
Yeah.
That was just helping her? Okay. Yeah. I'm skating on... A couple of people in the live chat are saying Jack. I'm skating on Jack or Beacon.
Okay.
I want to believe... Just because I like twists. I want to believe that Beacon is still out there, and he's still mind-wiping Maren like nobody's business. But, there we go. But that pretty much breaks down this episode. Any last thoughts? This is our final moment before our Killer Kids segment and predictions. Any final?
Give us a season 3.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, ready for a season 3. Yeah, it could be a whole new case.
I'm down.
Or it could be a continuation. But just give us something and give us a little bit from the previous case.
Oh, yeah?
Like, you know, Jessica Biel back in there.
Yeah.
Okay, season 1 or season 2? Which do you prefer?
Ooh. Season 1 really did it for me.
Yeah, me too.
I love season 2. It was really good. But season 1 was just, I mean, they did that well.
Yeah. I think only because you guys know how I love twists, major twists.
Yes.
I like season 1. But I loved the backstory of season 2. But season 1 has it for me. What about you, Alice?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with season 1 too. I like this season a lot, but there's something about season 1 that just wrapped me, and I binge watched that entire season.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. It was because it kept me locked in because I couldn't figure it out.
Yes. And then when you do, strange, you're like, no way.
Right.
I think I literally said that out loud a few times.
Right.
season.
All right. Well, that brings us to our final week's Killer Kids, where we like to, you know, dig up a little history, and Alice has something really nice to read for us.
It's very nice, yes.
Our very last one.
Aw.
All right, this week I've got a really good one for you guys. The Killer Kids this week are a duo, 19 and 14, a guy named Charlie Starkweather and his girlfriend, who was 14 at the time, Carol Fugate. And so Charlie was only 5 foot five. He had red hair, but he was a James Dean wannabe. So he actually colored his hair with shoe grease to make it look greasy, and he ran around in a motorcycle jacket. Anyways, between 1957 and 1958, in like the winter, December and January, basically he went to his girlfriend's home. He killed her parents, her entire family, and then brought her home. And she was just like, "Oh, where are my parents?" And he was like, "They're not home. So we're like heading out in my car." And they had car trouble. They kept running into all these situations. Every person they ran into, he killed. A total of 11 people. A couple of the people he raped, strangled, stabbed. Eventually, they got into a police chase, and she like ran out of the car screaming, like, "Help me, help me."
Oh my gosh. And
they were arrested. So he was sentenced to death via the electric chair and only spent 17 months in jail. And she was given a life sentence, and I'm pretty sure she's still in jail.
Wow. That's crazy.
Oh, no, sorry. She was paroled, and she now lives in Nebraska, I think. But this happened in Nebraska and Wyoming.
Oh, my God.
Well. All right. Well.
Okay.
Our last killer kid.
That was a big one.
Is some of our killer kids turned killer adults, so you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right. Well, thank you so much, Alice. That was our last killer kids of the season. But you know, for giving us season three, who knows what we might have.
I'm gonna have to keep looking. It's gonna be this weird morbid thing now that I have where every because week. Yeah, I'm gonna have to just look up a random killer kid and be like, all right, what else do we have?
Right. Send it to Alice, all these like creepy pictures, like what? All right, well, that leaves us with our last segment. Kind of somewhat our favorite, predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I will say I'm just going to roll with the beak and being alive.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know if it's interesting enough, to be honest, to link it to season three. When there is a season three, but I want to roll with that. I think that look at the end kind of left us this weird vibe between Julian and Harry. It was almost like contentment, but then turned into there's something missing. So I don't know. If you're listening live or comment afterwards, what do you think that look meant? So I don't know. And then I also asked, do you think Julian and Jack will have some type of relationship, or if Julian will find out that Heather's his sister?
Oh,
what do you think?
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
She was solving a case for her sister, for her her brother the her entire time. Oh my gosh.
The whole time. Yeah, it's a little strange.
Yeah, that's crazy. Very strange.
Yeah.
I personally don't see a relationship there just because of how weird and how painful it will be. And I think that it's a shame that's so deep with Jack that having a relationship with Julian will make it too real,
mm-hmm,
and will be too painful for him. So yeah. I think that he just kind of sits this one out. Maybe he'll keep giving him money.
Yeah. Well, you know, child support. Yeah. Stay away. What do you think? Any connections into season three? Or you think they should just start fresh, clean slate?
I kind of like the idea of them just starting fresh with another awesome case.
Yeah.
And I feel like they could definitely do that in a new town, or maybe Harry just goes back home and something else happens there.
Yeah.
But it's definitely within the realm of possibility for it to just be a whole new case, because it could easily be an anthology series that way, of just each season's a different case. Although there is, it could totally tie in with Beacon. And this is,
wrapped up in Beacon.
I can't help it. Maybe he left a trail of other women. And he's off somewhere else.
Okay.
I'm reaching here.
I think that, I mean, if this were to continue, like, as the same storyline, I think that someone would go and rebuild Mosswood, like Glenn or someone that's still left from, you know, the whole kind of Mosswood clan. But I think if it ends up being, like, a whole new storyline, I kind of think that they might, like, take Julian, like, after he gets out of the boys' home or whatever. Ooh. In 4 years. And maybe he gets involved, or wants to get involved in like solving some cases, like helping out, and maybe it goes with him.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I love that.
They should buy that from you.
I'm so down for that. Yeah, I think I'm dittoing on like clean slate. As much as I want to just entertain the Beacon, I don't think that it would keep our attention long enough because, yeah, I mean, Wasswood, I think, kind of played out its role. But I love that Julian connection. So shout out to Elisha. Like, you'd have another, you know, role, another major role, you know, in a couple of years. I like that. Nice. All right, well, drop us a comment. Let us know your predictions, how it ties. What do you want to see in season 3? Do you want to see a completely new case? Or do you kind of want it to tie in some loose ends bleeding into season 3? I don't know. What do you think? But that pretty much wraps up this week's finale, our last after show for The Center.
I can't believe it.
I know, right? But you can find us in other areas. We're all over the place, you know, Oklahoma. We're just doing things live out here. So, but to continue the conversation and to maybe find us on other after shows, where can they find you, Zia?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Zia_land. It's XIA_land. And also, I am on the Iron Fist Season 2 after show. Our finale episode is actually this Sunday at 9 p.m. And then you can catch me on Marvel TV Weekly at 10 p.m. on Sunday.
All right. Alice, what about you, girlfriend?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Alice L. Ford or Instagram at Alice's Adventures on Earth. And I'm going to be traveling to Europe for a couple weeks after this. So you guys can keep up with me on YouTube as well. And then hopefully I'll be on another after show when I get back.
Yay! You know, scoring big gigs and roles and all that good stuff out there. So I love it. And you can find me, Takira Shabre, on Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabre. I do Mondays. I do Kidding, which is Jim Carrey's new show. If you have not seen it, wow. It's amazing. He went off of his 20-year hiatus and came up with a beautiful, authentic, and then just daring show. So it's really good. And you can find me on Wednesdays, A Million Little Things. We start on the 26th next Wednesday.
Ooh.
So,
all
right. Some good stuff. But thank you guys so much. We really enjoyed digesting this whole entire season with you guys. And we hope to see you on others. So subscribe, like, comment, and let us know what you think. Until then, see ya.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.